T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us this morning, Rick Klein, ABC News political director, and we are talking about, well, for one thing, the Biden administration. We're 1 year in, looking kind of at the Biden report card. Rick, the voting rights bill has failed. He had the recent Supreme Court defeat on the vaccine mandate. The COVID test and mask rollout seems to be coming very late in this pandemic. What is the grade?
Yeah, I think incomplete, and I actually think, Susan, that President Biden would probably give himself the same grade if he was really honest, because he talked about all the areas where things have not been going to plan and things are not done yet. And I think it's striking to look at a president of the year in. I mean, obviously, you're elected for a four-year term. It's a handy way to measure things. But so a lot of the measuring sticks, the president put himself out on his own, just the idea of competent and governance and kind of a slower pace to everything, the idea of solving COVID. I don't think anyone would have predicted success if we knew that we're still dealing with what we are a year in. So I think by almost every measurement, it's too soon to say how the Biden presidency is going to be judged.
The approval rating, the most recent one I saw, was 40% for him this week. How does that compare to other presidents after their first year in office?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit better than President Trump. But keep in mind, Trump started lower, so the drop-off was not as precipitous. If you take Gerald Ford out of the equation and took his office under very strange circumstances, usually a president is still in something of a honeymoon phase at this point in the presidency. Barack Obama, a year in, was well into the 60s with his approval rating. And he obviously lost control of Congress just later that year, so it wasn't like it was a smashing success at that point early in the presidency. But the bottom line is that I think we're in a more polarized time now, where there's going to be less of a capacity for very high highs. I think the fact that Biden spent the first 6 months of his presidency or so in the mid-50s was a pretty astounding achievement in retrospect, given how polarized the country is. But the numbers that we've seen in either the mid to high 30s or low 40s, they're abysmal, and they are really bad when you realize that Democrats are in a position where they're probably going to lose control of at least one house of Congress this fall, even under better circumstances. President Biden's got a lot of work to do, and I think he acknowledged as much at the news conference, and he's going to have to spend a lot of time this year, if not riding the ship, at least refocusing things a bit to try to communicate better and to try to resonate with people's lives.
You know, among the biggest obstacles facing Biden is Democratic infighting. And really, if you look, I mean, it doesn't seem that there's any sign that will be changing.
Well, look, 50 votes has always been the obstacle. It's a luxury to be able to control Congress and get things done on a party line basis, but it also can be an obstacle because you know that your base sees the math as well, and everyone wants to get their thing done. If the Democrats didn't control the Senate, I think there'd be more realistic assessments about what can happen. And I think the idea of doing lots of things with a very bare majority in the Senate and a very narrow one in the House, again, not a good situation under the best of circumstances. And there have been so many other challenges in addition to that. But look, I think Democrats suffer under their own expectations, the promise of Biden, of unity, of accomplishments. They have a lot of things they can talk about as things that got done. Biden says more than any other president in history, which I think that's always debatable. But I think you also get judged by the massive changes and stabilities that he promised as a candidate and early in his presidency.
You know, I thought this was really interesting this week, Rick. The shift in party identity among Americans. Democrats had a 9 percentage point advantage in the first quarter but it shifted to a 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter. Have you ever seen such a swing? And what do you think it means for the midterms?
I think by some measurement, it's the biggest swing inside a year that we've ever seen. Keep in mind, the largest share are still independents. And that has been in the United States for a while. So really how they identify and how they line up is determinative. So it doesn't tell you everything. But I think those are the trends that all add up to a very, very difficult midterm election year for Democrats. It's not likely that they're going to be able to hold on to the House. I don't know many people who think that that's likely to happen. They only have about 5 seats to play with, and you know, they could easily lose that many times over. In the Senate, it's 50-50 now. I think they've probably got even odds of keeping control at 50-50. But they know they have their work cut out for them, and this is just another sign. People are identifying less with either party, and if they have to choose, they're choosing Republicans a little bit more than Democrats now.
You know, you were mentioning the polarization of the country just a couple of minutes ago, and it used to be, it seemed, that this was just seen at the national level. But now it seems like it's trickled down to every bit of a local level. I mean, here in Western New York, we've got a village board that's retaining legal counsel to defend itself over a $300 mask mandate violation. We're seeing it at school boards, too. What do you think is going on here?
Yeah, it has played out everywhere. I think a lot of it has to do with the media environment and polarization there. I think that has trickled it down, and people who are watching things that are playing out nationally are then inspired to have them play out locally. Look, I think there's lots of neighbors with different political affiliations that get along quite well. I think it's also this era has ruined some friendships and even some family ties. And it's distressing, because you're right that I think historically we could look to the local level to find sources of inspiration and togetherness and unity, and that's becoming increasingly difficult. Schools, and I think some of the issues that have forced on people and their children have a lot to do with it. All of the multiple strains and the unprecedented challenges of the last couple of years have something to do with it, but it is not a good development, I would agree.
Rick, thanks for the time. Happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.